Hobskulls.
Ne Hobskulls.
Blood. Asavam.
Asavam.
A fermented beverage.
A fermented beverage.
Translation and purport. In flesh, transformed Lord Shiva's incarnation, Rudra, Bhutana, into a calf, and melt out beverages made of blood, and put them into a pot made of skulls. Wow. Purport. There are some types of living entities in the form of human beings whose living conditions and eatables are most abominable. Generally, they eat flesh and fermented blood, which is mentioned in this verse as chatadasavam. The leaders of such degraded men, known as yakshas, rakshasas, bhutas, and pisachas, are all in the mode of ignorance. They have been placed under the control of Rudra. Rudra is the incarnation of Lord Shiva and is in charge of the mode of ignorance in material nature. Another name of Lord Shiva is Bhutana, meaning master of ghosts. Rudra was born from between Brahma's eyes, and Brahma was very angry at the four Kumaras. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tata Padakamam Shri Gurum Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Saharagunatamritam Tam Sajivam Sadayam Savadutam Karijana Rahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaganatadita Shri Vishakamritamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jinnane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Shatarine Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pankam Anandayate Yat Kripatamam Vande Shri Guru Dinatarana. It's amazing how gross this is. But we see this going downtown, we see McDonald's. I see McDonald's wherever I go. We were in Mauritius, there was McDonald's, South Africa. Everywhere McDonald's is the same grotesque. And to think that we, many of us were in that culture before we came here, Prabhupada is so merciful. So merciful. To save us fallen souls who are so much entangled in this nonsense material existence. Even though we were there originally with Krishna, we were so foolish to want to try to enjoy separately from Krishna. Thinking we would have a better deal. It was so foolish. We came to this abominable place with all kinds of disgusting things. Who knows where we were in previous lifetimes? We could have been in these types of bodies in previous lifetimes. We're reading about now. So our position is very, very fortunate. Having gotten the association, the sangha of Srila Prabhupada, the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. It's really impossible to be happy in this world. People think they're happy, they go around, it's called Maya Sukhaya. They think they're happy, but actually there is no happiness here at all. Those persons who are thoughtful, they realize this place is miserable. So the good news is we can live in a world which is full of bliss, full of ecstasy, even while we're here in these present bodies. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the great Vaishnavas, we have the ability to live in a state of transcendental bliss, even in this abominable prison house in which we are presently incarcerated. really amazing. Prabhupada is explaining in the Krishna book how the devotee actually, the one who is actually in Krishna consciousness, he's not living in the material world. He explains how the name Krishna is Krishna himself. So we can think, well, when I go back to Godhead, there'll be Krishna, Radharani, the gopis, the Kaur boys. Right now, they're not there, but actually it's all there. Within the name Krishna, within those two syllables, everything is there. The person Krishna, Radharani, the gopis, the Kaur boys, and Vrindavan, Govardhan, is all there within those two syllables, Krishna. Simply, we have to learn how to enter the chanting of the holy names. We have to master that art called transcendental meditation. That will deliver us from all the anxieties, all the perplexities, all the confusion and delusion that we go through every day in this rotten place. So these 10 offenses are very, very important to avoid. Very, very important. We have to master this art of going deep, 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 deep in the ocean of Krishna's names. So save us from this hellish atmosphere. So now we are neophytes, we've begun this process. We're making some progress. We should never give it up. The process works if you work the process. We see so many come and go from this movement. They don't really give it the full effort. They don't give their heart and soul to this process. They experiment, they go away. So we should not be in that category. We should have complete faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is a transcendental kingdom beyond the cycle of birth and death. And then Krishna has sent great acharyas like Srila Prabhupada to give in his wonderful teachings everything we need to know how to regain our original identities we once had in the spiritual world before we fell down here. We should have complete, total faith in Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Prabhupada is here, actually. The proof is how this movement is grown after his disappearance. The fact that he's present in these books proves, by how this movement keeps growing and growing and growing and growing. Prabhupada said he lives forever in these books, and it's proven by how things are happening on ISKCON right now. The number of persons who were actually initiated by Prabhupada, associated with him, is a very small percentage of our movement. Mostly our devotees never saw Prabhupada, they never met Prabhupada, never got a letter from Prabhupada. But they're going strong with great determination, enthusiasm, and patience. They're connecting with Prabhupada. And you connect with Srila Prabhupada, you connect with all the acharyas, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaura Kishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji, Narottam, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Chaitanya. When you connect with Prabhupada's teachings, you're connected with all these great personalities. Solidly connected, protected by all of them. So if we have this complete faith in these teachings of Srila Prabhupada, then we enter into the most amazing dimension, the spiritual dimension, the transcendental dimension. And the more we qualitatively enter into this mood of Krishna consciousness, the more it becomes a powerful magnet to attract more and more people. According to our own degree of purity, that increases the power of a magnet. This ISKCON's a magnet. And the more we purify our chanting, the more we purify our relationships, the more we purify our consciousness in this way, And this magnet will become more and more magnetic. As I was explaining yesterday in the class, Prabhupada explains that if a devotee of the Lord can chant the holy name without offense, he becomes Jagat Guru, and under his influence the whole world will take up Krishna consciousness. So whatever extent we neophytes have been able to purify our consciousness by taking shelter of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
will have an impact on the global society, even the whole universe. So not only are we saving ourselves by the quality of our chanting, but we're saving the whole world. So let us go deep, 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 deep into this mood of taking shelter of Krishna and doing everything we can to share Krishna with the whole world. As we say every morning in our Nisringa prayers, by hearing the singa, Hridaye Nisringa, Baba expands these four words in this way. He says, Lord, let Lord Nisringadev dwell within my heart. May he dwell within my heart, killing all my bad propensities, so that my mind becomes completely clean and I can bring peace to the entire world. So this is the order. Baba gave us the order to live in the world. You may say, well, it's impossible. How do we live in the whole world? Well, impossible or impossible doesn't matter. That's the order. We have to make that endeavor. Was it possible for the little sparrow to dry up the ocean? No. But she had an endeavor. I must dry up the ocean. I must dry up the ocean to get my eggs back. When Garuda saw her determination, he came in and with all mystic power, he got those eggs back. So even though we're just tiny little sparrows, we don't have much potency. Like our great acharyas, we're just little tiny neophyte devotees, really. But if in this movement we have this collective determination, we have to save these fallen souls. We have to flood this world with books that everybody's reading Prabhupada's books. Everybody's chanting Hare Krishna. If we have this vision and determination, we keep endeavoring and endeavoring and endeavoring, magic will happen. All kinds of magic will happen on this planet. The Prabhupada one time said, in 18 days we can deliver the whole world. He suddenly cooperate with me. Wow. 18 days. Well, we got to think about cooperating with Prabhupada. You know, not that I preserve my tongue, my genitals, my mind, or all these different things. I have to simply think, how can I please my spiritual master? How can I please Srila Prabhupada? You see, Goswamis, we're all supposed to be Goswamis. Bhakchavigam manasakrodhavigam. In this way, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, controlling the genitals, everything perfectly dovetailed in service of Guru and Krishna. Brahmachari Goswamis, householder Goswamis, Vanaprastha Goswamis, Sannyasi Goswamis, this is the Goswami movement following the footsteps of the six Goswamis. Every one of us should be working to master our senses. Is my every thought pleasing to Krishna? Is my every word pleasing to Krishna? Is my every action pleasing to Krishna? In this way, we're very, very introspective and always monitoring ourselves to see, am I acting in such a way that will give pleasure to my Guru, give pleasure to Srila Prabhupada? In this way, we're always monitoring ourselves and always trying to purify everything we do in every situation. The magic will happen. This movement will expand like wildfire, engulfing the whole human society, possibly. But even if not, as Prabhupada said, a Krishna conscious being is always thinking and planning how how to deliver the entire suffering humanity back to home, back to God. And even if he's not successful in doing so, his perfection is guaranteed, and anybody who follows him will become perfect. So we make that endeavor. That endeavor guarantees that we will become delivered. And anybody who gets, who we can influence, they will also become delivered. So it's a great mission, this Sankirtan mission. It's not that we're just cultivating Krishna consciousness for ourselves. We know that the best way we can get it for ourselves in this age is by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. The more we're in the mood of giving Krishna, that's how we will get Krishna. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. So it's very, very wonderful to see how the devotees here, under the expert guidance, Nani Sriman, Nani Buddha Prabhu, are so wonderfully engaged in the Sankirtan mission. This is a very, very inspiring place to be, I can tell you honestly. It's very inspiring to be here and see how wonderfully you all are having this Sankirtan spirit. To share this wonderful mercy of Prabhupada with the fallen souls. And I can ask now if there's any questions. If not, we're already over time. Yes?
Sankirtan Prabhu, the other day you were telling about Alalanath Temple?
Alalanath
in the near Puri. Mahaprabhu just ran from Puri to Alalanath Temple. And we can see there, when he lied down, the whole of his body, the whole stone melted. You can see the whole body of him. I don't know, Mataji has seen.
He says that you have mentioned about Alalanath Temple.
Yeah.
In the temple, Lord Chaitanya laid down, so with his body, the whole floor of ground was melted, and that image is there.
Wow. You've seen?
Yeah, I've seen.
Ah, I have to go there someday. It's wonderful.
My question is, Prabhupada said 18 days he can build the whole world in one place. So that 18 days is refers to the same, because Mahabharata also took place for 18 days. The whole war of Mahabharata took place for 18 days.
He says that Prabhupada said about we can conquer or take over the world with Krishna consciousness in 18 days. So Mahabharata was also happened for 18 days.
That's right. That's why Prabhupada said 18 days. But actually, we have to see about conquering our minds. We should try it. Immediately, let me now conquer our mind completely by purely, fully absorbing it in Krishna's service. Let all my material desires go away, and let me now have only one desire, and that is to believe in the Lord, spiritual master, and to please Krishna. We have to just bring our minds completely up to that point now and keep them fixed in that point. So we'll stop here. We thank everybody very much. May you double it this year. Peace out, Bali, King Jack.